watching him try and get out of the deep end of the pool, but can't do it.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Drinking his beer with two hands.
Mm-hmm. Drinking a beer with two hands. He's either got really small fingers or he just shouldn't be drinking.
I'll stop doing all of these.
He slurps his tea, that guy too. Yeah. Goes like that, yeah. Uh-huh. But the reverse ick is equally as powerful and intoxicating, and it's just the little things that blokes do. They have no idea that it's hot. Mm. And it gets you going.
Righto.
And I don't think they know enough of them so that they can do them on purpose.
Mm. Get your pen ready, Dits.
Don't worry.
We've got Alessia, our assistant producer. G'day, Alessia.
Hello.
And Emily, brand experience superstar, supervisor.
Manager.
Manager.
Hello. Director. Right.
Director.
Engineer. I don't know. So I'll go first. One of my things that I find really reverse ick, like hot, is when they do cleaning things without being asked and they just take care of business.
What, taking out the rubbish?
Oh, yep. Or a really hot one is when you walk in the room and they're doing the dishes, but they've got the tea towel over the shoulder.
Oh!
And they're just drying the dishes, listening to music, and you go, oh, so you just...
You've done the dishes, have you?
You just did the dishes, did you, without having to be asked?
Yeah, no, I just saw him there and just thought, you come over here now.
Yeah. Oh, far out. See, I just thought I was doing the dishes.
Yeah. No, you're not doing the dishes.
Wasn't putting in the preparation.
Sending out signals, Roo.
There you go.
Right, Emily.
I agree. I think the one for me is changing the light globe.
Oh, come on, Emily.
Like on the step ladder, like up with your hands up.
Yeah.
What about if they do it while it's still on? Does that even make you hotter?
Oh, I don't even have to try that one.
Yeah. Rob, leave the light on, baby.
Changing a light bulb.
It's, you'll be up on the ladder today.
Yeah.
We're going to buy a ladder.
Yeah.
Might just be any ladder. Righto, Alessia.
Okay, mine is a bit more niche. So, you know when you're driving and you're reversing and when they put their, I've got one hand on the wheel and they're like doing that. Yeah. You can't see me, but I've got one hand on and I'm like winding it. And then they put their arm like around the back of the chair.
Oh,
just too
tall.
Jesus.
They turn their head. Yeah.
You see their jaw and their neck. Oh,
it's a great angle.
It's a great angle for blokes. You know what it is also? A terrible angle for women.
Yeah.
It's good for blokes, but
why
a woman's
not
like,
good for women?
Because you're all squished and you're sitting weird and your neck's all crumpled. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't drive.
Oh, no.
That's an ick. That is an ick. Men saying women can't drive.
Nah,
disgusting.
You can drive.
Okay.
Now, thought about this yesterday. This is going off topic slightly. But let's say I saw a bloke next to me in a car and it was an absolute bomb.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, what if I turned up, you know, to pick you up on a, this is obviously very hypothetical, Loz. I turn up to pick you up on a date and my car just doesn't cut it. And you didn't know that until I'd arrived because you'd met me out and you go, yeah, he's a good bloke. Yeah, I'll go out to dinner with him. But I turn up and I'm driving a heap. But I might actually have a great job and I might actually earn okay, but a car just isn't important to me. Do I have to have a good car?
Not too good, because then if you're a car bloke who's obsessed with his car, ugh.
No, but what if it's a, it's a bomber? And you look at me and I just go, yeah, well, I just don't care about cars. It's not a...
If it's dangerous on the highway, that's a bit of an ick. Mm. Like when you feel like you're not going to get from A to B, like we're going to the Riverland this weekend, are we? Or are we going to break down and you're going to have a tantrum, you know? So that's a bit of an ick. But you don't want it to be like he's in there with wax polishing it. No, you're not allowed to sit on the seat without putting newspaper down. And
there's not plastic on the seat.
In your time, have you ever, you know, a bloke's come to pick you up and you've looked and gone, you're kidding, you drive that.
I'm not getting in there.
To be honest, I actually have a friend, not myself, that I asked if she went on a date. I'm like, how was it? She's like, so good. But he doesn't drive a ute.
But he was.
So, yeah, he doesn't drive a ute.
He doesn't?
Yeah, so she had got the ute because he didn't drive the ute.
She needs a ute.
I have a thing for utes too.
Yeah, utes are hot.
Utes are hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Old Hilux on the Ranger.
Dual cab.
Bless you, does the car matter?
I don't think, not too much for me because I'm not a really big car person. Yeah. So, yeah.
What about, so I had a bloke who I was dating who had a motorbike and that was his like main operation.
Would you get on the back of one?
Yeah, sure. And then, but then he just had his work car, and it was like a shit van, and it had like the label on the side of the company he worked for, and it was like a bit embarrassing.
You don't want to get the tea in that.
So like, I'd be like, let's take the motorbike, and he was like, oh, it doesn't have fuel or whatever. We'll just take the work car, and I'd go, okay. And there was a part of me that was a bit vain and like, I don't want to roll in the work van. It's a bit embarrassing.
Femme Fresh salesman. That's right on the side of the car. That's all right.
Well done, girls.
That's funny.
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
What's happening with TikTok, Loz?
Well, that big fire in Surry Hills in Sydney. We don't normally talk about things that are going on over there, but this really piqued my interest. It was a massive fire that destroyed it wasn't in use. It was a old hat factory. It wasn't in use anymore, but it was a heritage building, a beautiful building. And there are some missing homeless people who were sleeping in the bottom. So it did potentially claim lives, this fire. But they're investigating a few 13-year-olds because they think maybe, potentially, it was started by a TikTok trend. seriously.
How 2023 is that?
I know, it's the most 20. It's, so
what sort of trend?
It's a deodorant bomb trend where they're teaching kids how to make like bombs out of cans and aerosols.
Around in the 1980s, actually.
Yeah. Well, usually you get taught in someone's shed by someone's weird older brother.
Chuck one in the fire and run as fast
Travis
as you can.
Travis, do you want to make a TikTok bomb? Anyway, deodorant bomb. But TikTok's now teaching these kids. So 13-year-olds, they were seen. They took photos while they were in there, posted them. Like, it's pretty incriminating.
Okay.
They went to nice schools. They're good kids, apparently. So I don't know what's going to happen to these kids, if it is true, but there are people who might have passed away in this fire, so it's potentially pretty terrible
Dad
situation.
The cop
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah, in Surry Hills, yep.
Hey, the regional property prices in South Australia are going up faster than anywhere in Australia. In the last 12 months, they went up over 10%. So Adelaide as a city is third. That's at about 5.5%. But South Australia's regional areas are finally actually going up in value. For years and years and years, they hardly moved, really. But they're going through a bit of a boom, which is sort of good in some ways.
Well, you're from a regional area. Is this suggesting that people are leaving the big cities to go and buy in a country town?
Has to be, Dits. They can't get places in the city, I suppose. Yeah. That's what they're doing. Some people are retiring. You know, like we've had with all the people that have been stepping down, you know, Mark McGowan and, you know, Damien. I think there's lots of people at a lower level going doing the same thing, like saying, oh, well, I can't be stuff working in Adelaide anymore. I might just go and chill out in the country. Go and drink tea and have a cigarette and chill, go fishing or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that for you.
He's definitely going to take up smoking, isn't he?
He's really worrying.
Yeah.
Anytime Roo talks about retirement, he goes, can't wait, houseboat, cigarette. What? Yeah. Well, I think maybe
there are worse things.
Do you think he's a menthol man?
Used to be in an underground cubby at Wakery. Mate's mum used to smoke menthol.
No. Yeah. Do you know they're worse for you because they open up the pores in your tongue? So the stuff gets in more, the toxins. Okay. So if you're a menthol smoker, stop doing that.
All right.
Move over to Rollies. I'm kidding. Maybe they're moving out there because Hex debt's going up. It's going up 7.1%. It's the largest increase since Hex has been introduced.
Okay. Inflation prices.
Yeah, it's relative to that, and it went up 3% last year. So it's technically 10%.
You just got to try and pay it off quick, don't you?
You do. If you can. When you earn more, you pay more off, so it's relative to how much
that's
you earn.
Good. So you got no choice.
I luckily paid mine off a couple of weeks ago, randomly.
Yeah, good effort.
Was that a decision by you or did someone make
you? A couple of years ago, I paid off a lot in one go, and then I have just been paying it every month. It just gets taken out of your pay. But one thing I will say to people, check your Hex, because I had no idea I'd paid it off. Because they keep charging you. You have to fill out a stat debt
to sort of say, they keep charging you.
Yeah, they just keep charging you, and then it comes back in your tax, but then even then they'll keep charging you after that.
Unless you
have to change your information.
Surely you know if you've paid it off or not, don't you?
No idea. I had no clue. I just had a random thought. I might check my Hex.
Well, you don't know if you got a debt somewhere.
So what it does is every year they take a lump sum off of what you owed, and then you have to do the math and count all right, I've paid off this much.
Well, you don't get a statement or a website.
Not a running one. You've got to go to MyGov, look at your tax return. Oh, it's
so... You have to have a bloody uni degree to follow it.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it, Dits.
No.
No. So, yeah, check your hex step.
All right. And just one from the strange file. Al Pacino, one of the greatest actors of all time, up there with Sylvester Stallone. He is having another baby at the age of 80 bloody two.
82?
Al Pacino.
That's unethical.
That's not right.
82.
She's 29.
She's 29.
Oh.
And she's a bit of a go out with the old rich guy sort of girl, I think.
Oh, well, cynical.
I'm sorry, but you used to go out with Mick Jagger.
Oh, so that's her thing.
When she was 22.
All right, okay.
Well, hang on a second. Why aren't we looking at the blokes who are going out with basically teenage girls?
Like, she's got two in a row. Is that okay to say or not?
How many young women is Mick Jagger?
Well, we're having We've already had a go at Al Pacino for having a baby at 82. Just calm down.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she's got a bit of a... Is it abnormal for a 22-year-old to go out with Mick Jagger? Is it abnormal for a 29-year-old to have a baby with an 82-year-old, Laws?
I'd say daddy issues, but I think it's granddaddy issues. It's not even daddy issues. That's like...
So it's all the bloke's fault that she's
no,
pregnant.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you just are saying that.
Oh, my God. I'm just saying it's a bit weirder, in my opinion, that they're going out with a young girl. That's freaky, in my opinion.
Are you serious about that?
No, no. I think it's much weirder that she wants to be with an 82-year-old
bloke. What, an 82-year-old wouldn't want to have a...
I'm not saying he wouldn't want to, but I'm saying it's a bit creepy, isn't it? It's weird.
It's creepy both ways.
But it's creepier older blokes going for younger girls, I think. It's a bit more predatory.
Yeah, well, he's got a 33-year-old daughter. She'd be a bit confused.
Oh, your mum's younger than you. What is happening? Oh,
your stepmum.
Brian, he's younger. Brian getting with a 30-year-old. Hi, mum. How are you going? Oh. Sorry, Kath. He's
weird
never,
families.
Never
133353.
How have we worked red wine, Brian, into this conversation?
No, I'm just saying. Imagine if I had a mum younger than me. That would be, I'd be devastated.
We've got an interview coming up with Tommy Lee, the great rocker, at 7:50. But when we did the interview, we sort of interrupted him. He was having a chat to a mate over in LA, and he was whinging about road rage. Mm. And then we decided just to keep recording.
Laughing, you're just assholes. Yeah, that.
Yeah,
you got one.
Yeah, I actually got an old lady stuck up the finger. Two fingers at me and one on each hand not long ago. I thought,
whoa!
It's not bad from a sort of 80-year-old old lady.
She whipped them both out?
Yeah, both of them.
Double banger.
Double bird.
Damn! What did you do?
Gave it back to her. No, I didn't. No, I wouldn't do that to her. I don't know. I must have been going too fast or something.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's like that in Australia, but... In L.A., dude, I don't know what's happened, but over the last year or two, it's getting real aggressive out there. Like, people are driving like frickin' morons, and you're like, is it just me? Is it just me, or are people like really just more aggressive? And it's not just me. Everybody says the same thing, and they've noticed it over the...
Well, I think it's happening a bit.
I don't know,
here.
Man.
They don't rate Adelaide drivers. That's where that's where we're coming from, Tommy, right now. So you can pot the Adelaide drivers if you want.
Oh, right. Well, you know what I think it is, guys? Here's the deal. We wouldn't have any road rage if the universe delivered individual spaceships in the year 2000. We wouldn't even have this problem because we'd have no traffic and you'd have your little spaceship.
That's
and
right.
Didn't you get yours? We got ours over here. Didn't you get yours?
Right?
Didn't you get yours? Gee.
Yeah, they lied. The year 2000 was supposed to be the future.
Yeah, they sent them over to Australia.
We're not even close.
We're like the Jetsons over here.
Yeah, right? Where are the Jetsons?
Yeah.
Where's my spaceship?
Yeah, exactly.
I catch up with George all the time.
All right, so that
sounds
was before.
Like he's flying.
That was before the interview even started. Yeah. And we just thought, where's this going?
Yeah.
He sounds like he's up there in a spaceship.
He started like he was sort of all right, and then we started talking about spaceships. Anyway,
I like it.
So the rest of that, the actual interview that we're meant to do, is at 7:50 today. Tommy Lee, Adelaide's only interview later on.
There we go.
They've already conquered America and Europe. Now... Motley Crue and Def Leppard prepare to bring their world tour down under. Motley Crue!
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, drummer, DJ, producer, movie star.
Movie star?
Sure.
And all-round rock and roll bad boy from Motley Crue. It's Tommy Lee.
Can you believe it, Roo? They are on their way to Australia. Tommy Lee, welcome to Triple M.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Movie star. Oh, did you like God. That one, did you?
What a nice intro. Jeez.
Yeah. Mate, you're a big
Hey, Tommy, can you believe it? I'm just reading the stats here. 1.3 million tickets sold in the US. Can you believe it when you hear figures like that? That's enormous, isn't it?
Dude, it's insane is what it is. When we announced the tour, and we're talking stadiums here, not arenas.
Yeah.
Stadiums was selling out so fast, and we were just like, what is happening? It's insane, dude. And we're coming to see you guys soon, so look what happened.
Yeah,
well, what happened?
It's happening here in Australia as well. Australia's up and about. They're getting massive crowds at all sporting events and everything. So when they hear that you're coming to town, mate, you are going to have chock-a-block stadiums in Australia.
Cannot wait.
Do we need to explain chock-a-block? Oh, that's a very Australian thing
is it,
to say.
Is that Australian or not? No, Tommy knows what chock-a-block means.
It means full. Yeah, full.
Yes.
Yeah, bit of Australianisms there. What's happening on this tour? Is anything brand new that you're going to give to us?
You know what? We might. I think by the time we get over to Australia, well, there's a couple new things in the set already, but there's going to be even more because we just got out of the studio the last 2 weeks. We recorded three new tracks. Ooh. So I have a feeling that we're going to drop. Well, we're definitely going to drop one of them, you know, this summer.
Beautiful.
I'm not sure the exact date, but I'm sure we'll add it to the show too. So, or maybe a couple of them. So banger alert. They're on their way.
Banger alert. You beauty. What about the drum solo on the roller coaster? Is that still going on in Australia?
You know what? In Australia, well, on this tour with Def Leppard, here's the deal. Almost all stadiums are open in the center, right?
Yep.
So in order for the roller coaster to happen, you need a roof for it to hang from.
Oh,
so
Melbourne.
There's no roof. Yeah, you can't really hang it. So the actual roller coaster can't happen. So we're just rocking the hell out of the place. That's what we're doing. Yeah,
sounds good.
You still, how is going at 60? Are you still as wild as you were in your 20s or 30s or 40s?
Dude, I think I'm worse.
You're meant to get older. I think I'm smarter worse. As you get older.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going the opposite, like the Benjamin Button route, I think.
That's good.
Because I think, like, the older I get, the more irritating I'm getting. Like, so, yeah, I don't. I think it's getting worse. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to seeing that. And when you travel with another band, so Motley Crue, Def Leppard, two huge bands side by side, is it like going on a big sort of boys' footy trip or something? What's it like?
Yeah, I guess, you know what? It kind of is like that. Not that I've been on a boys' sporting trip, but it's cool. You know, it's like we just did South America and we're both on our we got an airplane together that's the size of like a 747. And like, I just remember sitting there going like, we have an airplane with two bands and 70 crew people all
incredible.
On one airplane.
That's incredible.
Bopping around South America, rocking shit. Mm. And I was just like, is this really happening? This is insane. It's way more than a guy's sporting trip. It's it's Mr. Toad's wild ride.
Yeah, good exactly. luck being the captain or the air hostess on that trip. Just before you go, Tommy, who's your favorite musician? If you were sitting around chilling out one night, who would you be listening to?
I'm a very eclectic human being who likes a lot of different styles, so I don't have a favorite.
Top three?
Prince is one of them.
Prince.
Probably Zeppelin is my go-to.
Yep.
Who else? And you know what? I'm going to just pick something new because they've been making some pretty crazy sounding stuff. They're these guys called The Architects.
The right. Architects. Wow.
Are they American?
Super heavy, but now sounding.
Yep.
They're really cool. Cool. All so, right, yeah, I've been stuff. Rocking.
All right.
We Tommy's need to get, three.
We need to get some on Triple M. Hey, Tommy, thanks so much for talking to us. Absolutely great of you to give us your time, mate. And we look forward to seeing you down in Australia.
Yeah, guys, that was fun, man. And we will see you soon.
Yeah,
you
get
soon,
on you, Tommy.
Soon.
Tommy Lee.
All right, dudes.
Thanks, mate.
Be good. Be
thank
good.
You. All good. Yep.
Thank you. I've seen a lot of blokes naked.
I need the tip.
On Triple M Breakfast.
Black swallow, mate.
It's time to
talk dirty to me. Oh, accidentally.
That's got worse all of a sudden.
Oh, it used to be Dit saying something about a suppository, yeah, and he's been taken out.
Well, he needs to go back in.
You've gone to another level.
The rest this of the segment, time. This segment always ends up being in the segment because it's so dirty. All right.
Yeah, now, you breed the dirty vibe here, and we just tag along.
I brought it.
Yes.
Did I?
It's your idea, this segment.
It was my idea. I will take credit, but you guys have been
it's where
saying
your mind's at.
Yeah, that suppository thing was from before I even started.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so basically what happens here is sometimes we say things that are totally innocent, but if you take them out of context, they sound incredibly filthy. And I like to isolate that audio and have a bit of fun with it. Let's start. This is not Tom Jonas who did this. It's my fault, but it was a conversation with Tom Jonas, and it came out like this. I know a guy with a pole. You can contact
I bet
me
you do.
No. He was all over it, Tommy.
Yeah.
God, we didn't have to introduce him to the segment, did
nothing
we?
Nothing gets by him. I was talking about this. I was going to say that skater, Tonya Harding, with the knees and the locking room.
Right.
I know a guy with a pole. You can contact me.
I bet you do.
So it was about Tommy Jonas trying to get back into the Port Adelaide side, and he needs to nobble a couple of players in training.
Yeah, and I know a guy with a pole.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, so this next one is us discussing something. Let's just hear it. Push your package down into the so that it doesn't.
If it was big and straight, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what?
So accidentally dirty, you've even got to beep words out of accidentally dirty.
Well, sometimes you do that for comedic effect. It's, can we hear that one more time? Push your package down into the so that it doesn't.
If it was big and straight, yeah.
Okay. It was totally innocent. This is actually what we were talking about. Push your package down into the bowl so that it doesn't.
If it was big and straight, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. So this is about sitting down to wee.
Yep.
Because men all over the world apparently are doing this.
Yeah. Mm. And I was saying, can you just sit down or do you have to adjust things so that you don't wee across the room?
That's right. But if it's big and straight.
Yeah. This one, shock horror, Tommy Lee is now involved in this segment.
What?
Yep. Tommy, let's have a listen.
She whipped them both out?
Yeah, both of them.
Damn.
We're not talking about her boobies.
What were we talking about?
An old lady stuck up the finger, two fingers at me and one on each hand.
She whipped them both out?
Yeah, both of them.
Damn.
Bit of road rage we were talking about.
Yeah. Now, I love this because we're including so many more people.
Oh, yeah.
John Reed, a grumpy old man.
Johnny
Reed has been accidentally dirty this week.
And you think, why? And I'm talking about a really small we're not talking about like the old days where you had a big
I'm sending that to him. He's not listening now. Johnny, you're accidentally dirty.
What was he really saying?
And I'm talking about a really small gun.
Small gun.
We're not talking about like the old days where you had a big gun.
Innocent as it can be.
I did not think he was talking about gardening.
Just and a metaphor.
Finally, I'll throw myself under the bus here. This is me. 10 years worth of crap going in, and it was hot.
What's the weirdest thing that went in there? How'd you skip bingo, Lozzie?
Very well. Got dropped off in my backyard and I came home to a beautiful big old green skip bin. No. Yeah, 10 years of crap went in there.
How funny.
Very, very innocent, I swear.
Oh, great.
All above board.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting, direct from your AutoMasters technician.
Rumor has it.
Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Your Rumor file's been on the money a few times.
Premier says.
Every morning at 7:40 a.m, hear what's happening in Adelaide first. The Rumour Mill.
Time to give away the $1,000 for the month of May, all right, for our best rumour.
Should we go through a few honourable
mentions? Yeah, we had some good ones, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Someone, an anonymous rumour rang in about Rossi Boots shutting down production in South Australia, but we haven't had that 100%
fully confirmed.
We rang Rossi's and they kind of went a bit quiet. We hope it's not happening, it's obviously, but because great South Australian company.
Mm.
We had another anonymous caller ring in about an accident on a big civil road project where a steel barrier fell on top of a fella.
Yep.
Thought it was going to get...
I reckon they kept it very, very hush-hush.
Yeah.
Yep. Santos trial, the 9-day fortnight, and we had someone ring in and say that after a month they're canning it.
One-month trial.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
What else have we
had? Well, that good one down at that building site down in western suburbs, they said they found bones down there.
That's right. Yep.
But again, not fully confirmed yet. So it's kind of like, you know, even though these are great rumours, if they're not confirmed yet, sometimes it's hard to award the prize.
And remember, we did the detective work that day.
That's right.
There'd been a hospital there and a brothel.
Yeah, that's right.
Both those places, they do not burn bones.
That's right.
Cut them up.
Because you're experts in both of them.
That's right. Now, on the surface, you might think this rumour, a post office closing down. But what happened was, the amazing thing was, it's a huge post office. Australia Post contacted us straight away.
Busiest in South Australia.
It's the busiest in South Australia. And in fact, it was confirmed the very same day. And then we had a heap of callers off air concerned about it, saying, but we go there every day. What are
Oakland's
we going to do?
That's where we do our business banking. Yep.
So the winner is, and he remains anonymous. We still don't know who it is, on the line this morning. Anonymous, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You won $1,000.
Well done, mate.
All thanks to Automasters.
Thank you, Automasters.
Yeah, good on you. Well done. Thank the sponsors.
So that was in, was that in the Marion Shopping Centre?
Yeah.
Oakland's Park? Yeah.
Yes, and, that's right.
We were contacted by Oz Post to let us know what was happening and, God, some really upset people because it's a very important post office. So thank you very much, Anonymous. You're $1,000 richer.
Still don't know why they're doing it, Anonymous.
I think it was about rents, wasn't it?
Oh, the rent's gone up and there's a new CEO at Australia Post that, you know, has to make a name for himself, I suppose.
Okay.
Right.
Gee, it's busiest in South Australia. Surely it's profitable.
Yeah, strange one, yeah. Anyway, that's how easy it is. Mm. So your rumour can be about anything. Can be big
it can
or
be
small.
Anything big or small.
Yeah.
You know how you said before, have I got a late entrant? I've got one for tomorrow that's already hit the Automasters text line on 0488 51047.
Sit on it.
Do you want to go with it now?
Yeah.
Morning all, it says. After many months and many millions spent on the refurbishment, that's right, of the Murray Bridge, it will still need to be completely rebuilt, replaced in 20 years from now. Anonymous.
Oh, no.
So the big bridge there that goes over the Murray, I suppose.
You're talking the new one or the old one? Are they preserving the old one?
Well,
they've refurbished it and spent millions of dollars and it's still only going to last 20 years, according to this anonymous rumour.
Yeah, I'll do some digging on that.
Okay, there you go.
Now, I've spoken about icks before, and this is when you're in that very early part of a relationship where it could go either way. You kind of like them, you're not 100% sure, but everything they do could either put them in the good books or the bad books.
Yes.
Like anything could set you over the edge. Some of the things I've had in the past are... A girl said an ick was, she saw him sitting on a bar stool and his legs didn't touch the ground and they were swinging like a little kid. One person said, saw him standing at a buffet with an empty plate, just looking really confused, and that was just enough to just go.
Can't make a decision.
Nah, just grossed her out.
Yeah.
So I found some more on the internet last night that just sent me. So,
oh no.
This girl said that her ick and... The reason why she couldn't be with him was because he tried to merge lanes and no one would let him in.
Oh, no.
Gross. Yeah. No.
Yeah. And he was just stuck there.
You got to tough it up.
Come on, let me in. And no one would
have a go. Too patient. Get in there.
Someone said her ick is when they rub their hands together when they're cold, like a little fly.
Yeah.
Gross. Like
What, are you allowed to get into bed and kick your legs to warm up your sheets? I do that.
Yeah. Oh, I think
what do you mean kick your legs?
Like sideways along the horizontal.
Like, to create a bit of friction.
Really? Like you're going for a run?
Super aggressively.
Right.
Because I hate getting into cold beds.
Okay.
I mean, Sarah's had six children
she's not
with
in
you,
bed
so
when I'm doing that.
She's not going to give you the ick now.
You couldn't be in the same bed.
You'd kick her out.
No, it's like... Then I'm warm, then I'm all right.
Do you make the noises too or not?
Oh, Dad's making his noises again.
Dad got to bed late.
Oh, no. All right. This was another ick, and I fully am on board with this, watching him try and fail to get out of the pool from the deep end.
Oh, gross.
So hoisting yourself up, you mean? Yeah,
yeah, and not quite getting
not strong
there.
Enough.
God, yeah. Hey, I tell you, that's sort of a late 40s sort of early 50s.
There is a day where it just starts out, you think, oh, well, I'm in trouble here.
Hang on, you give up and you just go to the step. Yeah. That's a sad day in your life.
This one.
It gives yourself the ick.
It does. You're disgusted with yourself.
I'm not strong enough to live my fat guts out anymore.
Took too long to parallel park. So if you're in the front seat and he
gross.
Has to
get rid of him.
Going out and coming back in. Mm-hmm. Oh, repulsive. And this final one, I've never seen it in the wild.
On the flip side, if they nail it first time, is that a...
Right, you don't get any reward for that. The girl just goes, oh, well, he's meant to do that.
Oh, no. You'd get a reward from me.
That's how tough it is.
That's hot. Reverse parallel with the one hand behind the the seat.
But not into
and
a
the palm
parallels
on the wheel.
Are right, but not into a supermarket spot.
No, that's obnoxious. Yeah, you have to parallel park. You can't go in forward because of the formation of the wheels.
Just clearing it up.
This last one, I've never seen it in the wild, but I can imagine it would have been you're on a date, things are going okay, and then she said the ick was he drank his beer with both hands.
Oh,
it's not a bloody Milo.
No.
It's not a hot Milo.
Like a sippy cup.
Oh,
sippy cup.
Gross overload.
Yeah. So
you cannot drink beer like that. That's
it's one hand on the with your elbow on the bar, one hand with your hand
was
on
like
the beer.
When Tit Shorten bit the middle of the sausage, don't do that either.
No, starting from the middle, that's a massive ick.
Well, he did it.
Bill Shorten is kind of a walking ick.
He's Icksville.
Mayor of Icksville. Yeah.
One of my favourite shows on TV is The Chase.
Yeah, oh, it's
when
good.
I want to say favourite. It's just because I'm usually settling in. I'm just getting ready for the news, so might watch the last 20 minutes or so, whatever.
When I worked in the pub in Inglewood, I'd start work at 3 in the arvo, and all the barflies would come in, and they'd all watch The Chase religiously. Yeah.
You have to answer the questions.
And they would put money in a jar, so that they didn't have to talk to me while The Chase was on. It was just like I knew when their drink was empty, and I'd just take the money out and put it on. Nice. Shut the bloody
good
Chase
system.
Is on.
Yeah,
yeah, very good.
Because in a pub, you can even have the volume turned down because the words come up on
that's
the screen.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, contestant Laura, this tickled my funny bone. I think these things are quite funny, but she's a conspiracy theorist. Let's have a listen to how Laura's little bit played out.
Love anything to do with space and all that kind of
Do you
thing.
Believe that man has walked on the moon?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't. I think that was a conspiracy.
I wish you lots of luck, and your time starts now. The first person to set foot on the moon was U.S. astronaut Neil who?
Armstrong.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah. Now, so she said she was a conspiracy theorist. She went into great length to talk about it and said, no, man never walked on the moon. Yeah. And someone it got a big reaction online. Someone said her answer should have been the actor that played Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Walked on the moon,
Wow, it just cash is powerful, isn't it? Just abandon all of you.
It was like our bus driver on Friday. He had about his lecture about safety.
$50.
And then all of a sudden, Rue offered him $50. Go for it. Turn the music out. Go for a dance in the aisles. Yeah, exactly. So everyone's got a price. She had a price.
She did.
Yeah. So, yesterday, a bit of a depressing surprise that inflation went back up for the first time in several months, which is not good news for a lot of people. It means that the cost of living is going up, and we know that power bills are going up, we know that rent's going up. So some of these things are outside of our control, but they're going to make, the RBA probably put interest rates up again, which is going to put more pressure on people that are renting, more people that own a house, that have mortgaged plenty of money. So there's not much good to come out of that, and there's lots of bad. Here's Philip Lowe, the RBA boss, yesterday.
Kids don't move out of home because the rents are too expensive, or you decide to get a flatmate or a housemate. We need more people, on average, to live in each dwelling.
He's basically saying that the way that population is increasing in Australia is outstripping the amount of houses that are getting built. So the only way you'll be able to survive or will be able to survive as a nation is if more people live under the same roof. People will cut it and paste it and do whatever they want and take him out of context probably, but that's reality. And we've been saying that on this show for a month. We can't have 700,000 people come to Australia in 2 years and ease the housing crisis. It's just ridiculous.
But the implication to me that people aren't already doing that is what, like, I don't know anyone.
I don't think he said that. He said, if don't move out from home, and if you do, you're going to have to get a flatmate or two or three or four. You can take him.
I wouldn't be able to tell you a single person in university who's living in a house with more than one bedroom that isn't filled with another person.
Yeah.
That's right, of course.
But whether he means get an extra, he probably.
And people are still living with their parents.
Every word he says,
Well, people are still living with their parents till they're 30 now. I don't know. I don't know what can change because it's already pretty much, in my opinion, at its breaking point. Yeah. We need more houses. That's what we need.
It's not his job to build them. It's not his job to get electricity under control.
But this isn't a quick fix. When you say build houses, you're spot on.
Yeah.
That's like a 10-year thing. Seriously.
No, absolutely.
And as Ruth said, we're talking immigration. We're talking kids that are going to be leaving school, university, whatever, need somewhere to live. Well, we won't build the houses that quick.
I absolutely know that. Oh, I think one of the things that's going to happen because of this is people staying at home until they're 30.
Mm.
You know, the development that gets delayed and stunted there is really life affecting. You know, if you have never had to manage a household or pay a bill or be responsible for groceries or laundry because you've lived in a house where that gets done, and then you move in with your partner for the first time, the effect and pressure that's going to have on your relationship, you know, you're not going to be, you're going to be fighting all the time.
You're both going to learn later.
You're going to learn later, but it's much better to learn earlier. And I think I was lucky enough to get all that training under the belt. But I'm seeing friends now who are moving in with their partners for the first time in their 30s, and one of them's been living at home, and it is straining the relationship really massively. And I think that's
really
sad.
Because they've been spoiled.
I think it's not even about being spoiled so much. It's about living with
the basics of running a house.
Yeah, living with two people. You know, you don't have to be a parent who spoils a kid to just pay bills and, you know, take care of the household.
Have food in the fridge.
Yeah, just have food in the fridge.
Yeah, well, maybe those parents are going to try and make it a bit more realistic to what they're going to experience. I know it's easy to say because it probably wouldn't happen in my house either, but I'd probably make them pay rent, but I wouldn't make them go to the shops and fill up the fridge, but probably make them cook a meal or whatever, but it's very different to organising.
It's impossible to create that.
One thing I do know out of all of this, now I've been around for a while and I've bought and sold houses along the way. I don't understand economics. This is what brings it home to me. So, I'm under mortgage pressure myself, and you know, I can tell you. So, in a year's time, we just dump all these houses on the market because no one can pay their mortgages.
Yeah.
So then prices plummet. Is that what is meant to happen in the economy? This is what I'm saying. I actually do not understand
how this all works.
The smarter people than us that we've interviewed said it's the lesser of two evils.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it must be.
Mm.
They must know what they're doing. But as I said, I fail to get my head around
it. It's just annoying when the things outside of control, like power prices and rents, we can't do anything about.
Yeah. No, it is frustrating.
Yeah,
they're out of the zone. But anyway, we'll wait and see what happens.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Jits and Lies.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Let's go forward.
Oh, in front of 48,000 people, Triple M's Dan Ganane there. He was a terrific commentator. They got up 26-18. Here's Maroons coach Billy Slater.
I look at all Queenslanders. I'm sure there's 5.3 million Queenslanders sitting up there really proud of their footy team here tonight, because this team is a real inspiration to our state.
I really enjoyed it down there last night.
Yeah.
Good atmosphere, good game.
One of the very, very rare occasions, Dits, that I've been able to go there without working at the Port and Crows game, and got treated in the MTX Club by one of our old employees here at Triple M, and it's fantastic there.
Yeah.
Watching behind the glass, good food, good booze. There's people from interstate everywhere. It was a real buzz last night, so full credit to everyone associated. We're well under the Premier, getting another big sporting event here, and I just did an interview you interstate before, and they were calling Adelaide the sporting capital of Australia.
Wow, how great's that? But the game was good. You know, New South Wales led, then Queensland led, then New South. It just went back and forwards. It was really good.
Yeah, very well. They didn't expect to win, and they did. Well done to Queensland.
Yep, indeed. Now let's talk a bit of AFL. The Power last night, bit of a surprise, I reckon. Picked up former Geelong player Quinton Narkle in the mid-season draft.
Yeah, he's been playing in the VFL, averaging 20 touches a game this year. Look, handy player, but and clearly Port Adelaide thought they just needed a little bit more depth in their midfield, which you wouldn't think looking at it, but you never know. A bit more depth maybe for finals, just in case.
Yep. All right, now, Travis Boak, we're not sure whether he'll play this week due to a rib injury. Let's hear from him.
It was starting to heal, and it just copped another knock right where the crack was. So it's it was a little bit painful, but hopefully it heals pretty quick.
There he is speaking on Seven.
No need to play him this week against Hawthorn. Should be able to get that job done and get him fresh and ready for the Bulldogs.
All right, we know that Rory Laird at the Crows has been cleared to play after he was suspended earlier in the week for one game, and he's very relieved.
Never intend to sort of hurt anyone in the way I play football, and I think it showed tonight. We spoke about that, and I didn't want to actually sling Lockie and hurt him. So, as I said, it's a really good result. Yeah, I guess relief, and I'm really looking forward to playing Gold Coast.
All right. I was going to say
that is a big game. Gold Coast have won their last three up there. They've stayed up all week. They'll be acclimatised to the temperature up there. So that is a very tough game. That's up there with... You know, it'll be the equivalent of beating Brisbane and Adelaide last week if they win up there.
Yep. All right, what about our boy over at the French Open, Tanasi Kokkinakis?
What's he done?
He's beaten Stan Wawrinka in five sets.
What?
Wow. Yeah, big win. So well done, Tanasi. Still going, yeah. A big countdown today starting just after 9 o'clock.
Mm.
Adelaide's top 33 concerts.
Yeah.
All right.
Top 33.
Anything jump out at you, Loz? Who have you seen over the years?
Oh, I've seen a lot, but the one that really sticks out to me, it was 2007, so I would have been 16, and I was right in the peak of my Chili Peppers obsession, which lasted about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I made my dad buy the tickets on eBay. It cost him like $500 because we missed out on tickets. We lined up.
Entertainment Centre. Oh, yeah. I think I might have been there.
Stadium Arcadium Tour. And they played a B-side from Under the Bridge, which, I mean, honestly, I did not expect them to play it, and I started crying. It's this song, Sick and Mikaneko. And it's very niche, and I jumped up. I was the only person in my group who knew it. But, yeah, it just blew my mind, and I thought the whole time I was looking at Anthony going, all right, when's he going to look at me and realise I'm the one?
Yeah.
You know, hopefully my braces will catch the light.
That's it, yeah. All right, Roo, what about you?
Probably the best. I've been to a few. Guns N' Roses last year was pretty good. AC/DC at Adelaide Oval when you come along that night. Ditch was awesome. I love Powderfinger. Seen them in a few places. Memorial Drive, Adelaide Uni. Metallica at the Entertainment Centre was fantastic. Mm. But the best of all, I think, was Pearl Jam at Thebe Oval in the late 90s. It was a beautiful night. And they were on fire there. I remember it was a full moon.
Thebe Oval.
And it was just magic. Yeah, that was brilliant.
I saw Rolling Stones at Footy Park.
Yes.
Way back.
Oh, Footy Park.
Yeah. So long before the Adelaide Oval launch, Footy Park was amazing. They were a little bit younger then. And actually, Dire Straits was a big concert at Footy Park.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
So we've had lots. But anyway, we'll play the top 33 after 9 o'clock. So ring now, 133353. Help us out. Give us some suggestions. Who have you seen in Adelaide over the journey? We are playing the best 33 concerts in Adelaide today. That's our music on Triple M.
That'll be good.
We're after some suggestions. Who have you seen over the years?
Oh, it's Chili Peppers. Mum just got a text from my mum. She said that she saw Led Zeppelin in 1972 at Memorial Drive.
Memorial Drive.
There's also a bit of a story.
Had heaps of concerts at Memorial Drive.
Yeah. There's a story. I can't remember whether it was Deep Purple or one of the bands she saw where the singer actually came up to her in the crowd and was dancing with her.
Oh.
I don't know how much mayonnaise got put on that over the years, but
Canadian
I'm sure
Catherine
she'll let me know.
The lead singer.
Wonder what Red Line Brian.
Mother like daughter.
Brian wouldn't have been happy with that, Dits. Mm. Let's go to Walkerville. G'day, Tom. What was your favourite concert?
G'day. How are you guys?
Yeah, good,
great,
Tom.
Mate.
Without doubt, for me, was Paul McCartney at Adelaide Oval, seeing a living Beatles sing Let It Be Live.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
What year?
I've never seen that in my life.
What year was that?
I can't remember the exact year. It was the year, it was the night Paul Keating won the unwinnable election against John Hewson over the GST.
Okay.
Sure, we can look it up.
Yeah, it was
in the 80s.
Yeah, it was an awesome concert. And also, Live and Let Die when he lets rip the fireworks. Oof. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Good on you, Tom. Great suggestion.
Tommy boy, let's go to One Tree Hill. Darren, favourite concert, please.
Hi, boys and girls. I've got two. Probably my favourite one is Simple Minds at Entertainment Centre.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And probably my biggest one was when I was 12, I went to ABBA.
What?
ABBA at Footy Park.
Wow.
Yeah, they were big.
Probably the biggest concert I've been to.
Well, that's when they were in their prime.
That would have been massive.
Yeah, Mario at McGill, who did you see?
Hey, Mario.
Hello.
Hello. You're on, buddy.
How you going, guys? Yeah, good. Fleetwood Mac at Adelaide Oval, 1977.
Oh, 77 at Adelaide Oval. What was it like?
Yeah. It was amazing. Just that I was a chaperone for my sister, being Italian, and had to go in there. And they had she brought along five other girls, and that's when I fell in love with one of them. But it was
did you? What, in a mariner?
Not all five of them.
I don't even remember her name. Kerry Little, her name was.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go.
Kerry.
Good on you, Mario. That was when Rumours came out. Oh, my God. And one of the biggest albums there's ever been.
But Stevie Nicks on stage with a black dress and her hair. And oh, my God.
Let's head down to Sydenham Park. Damien, what's the favourite concert you've ever been to?
Morning, Rudy Tillods.
Morning.
I've been to a few like you, Rube. I reckon the best one I've been to was 2005. Foo Fighters played at Thebe Theatre.
Thebe Theatre.
Yeah, they were doing an Australian tour and they weren't going to come to Adelaide. And I remember Nova did a petition at the time and they only had like 3,000 tickets for sale. And a mate of mine's girlfriend was working at Nova, so she rang up for us as soon as ticket sales opened and we managed to snag a couple.
They used to be good back then.
Yeah,
Nova.
It was the one good thing they did, mate.
Nah, it's all good. Well done. Let's go to Salisbury Park. Adrian, what's the best concert you've ever been to?
Australia Arena concert back in the late 80s, like 88, 89, Fabby Oval. Yep. They had Barnsley, In Excess, Models, Matt Jennifer.
Yeah, I was there.
Great.
You were there,
yeah, there I was there too, Adrian. It was fantastic. It went all
back. Me, didn't?
Yeah.
No, it was great.
Yeah, very good.
I wish I went to see Cold Chisel in a pub.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
In a pub. No, I would have liked, say, the Old Line or the...
or the Largs.
Largs or something like that when Barnsley was wild. Yep. And that would have been good. You remember that story he told when they let the bloke come out and let a shotgun?
What?
He let a shotgun off.
Yeah. Who did?
Barnsley did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or a bloke?
No, a bloke in the crowd did, yeah.
Yeah, he went and got one.
Where was that? At the Largs Pier?
At the Largs.
Mm. Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah. Bred them tough down there. Hey, we've got a double to give it away to one of the big concerts coming up. Matchbox 20. Who did you like out of all of those callers?
Oh, they were so good.
Oh, gee.
Oh, do you know who I liked? I liked the guy who saw Fleetwood Mac because he shouted out the girl he fell in love with.
Yeah, Mario from McGill.
Mario, you can take her to Matchbox 20.
Is it Kerry Little? If you're still listening, he wants to take you.
You going, Kerry?
We're putting our ear to the ground, pounding the pavement, and finding out the real issues around Adelaide. Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, the voice of the suburbs.
Oh, hello, the voice of the suburbs. Well, what is happening out there this week?
What is happening out here this week? I don't know. I think it's a hygiene thing. Mm-hmm. But I have two scenarios here that I seriously need help with. I can't get over.
Okay.
So the first one is a friend of mine, 3-year-old, stuck in the car for a couple of hours, coming back from Victor, rain, cold, couldn't stop. So I get that the 3-year-old is busting to go to the toilet.
Is there a traffic jam?
Yeah, traffic jam, just too dangerous to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not much you can do. So the best she could do was have found her $80 Frank Green drink bottle. So that's one of these fancy ones.
Yeah.
It's a little boy, luckily. So he had to do a little pee in the Frank Green bottle, which, desperate times, sometimes you could do it. The issue I have is that she said she just rinsed it with hot water and I said, did you throw the bottle out? And she goes, absolutely not. It's $80.
No.
I just... Yeah, disinfected it, give it a wash, and she's drinking out of the bottle.
No, you can't use that bottle again.
That's what I think.
No.
It's actually healthy for you, drinking urine anyway.
Well, but you're not drinking it. It's been washed out.
Help with cancer
and
stuff.
I'll bring a bottle of urine tomorrow and down it for us then.
Just the
I don't need to do it, but if you had to do it, I wouldn't throw the bottle out. No way in the world.
No, I just mentally just...
But she's not drinking it.
Really
it's been clean.
Yes, right. Hot water would be enough.
There could be some... No.
You don't even need to sterilise it.
Don't even.
I think you need to sterilise it. My gosh.
I'm keeping the bottle.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was telling another friend about this because I was a bit disturbed by it. And she proceeded to then tell me that her vomit stainless steel bowl at home is the same bowl that she uses for salad.
Yep. Yep. Same in my house.
Just give it a washout.
Don't they have a bucket?
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
We had a vomit bowl, and it was a popcorn bowl and the salad bowl and the vomit bowl all in one.
Everyone has a white plastic bucket, don't they, in their house?
Yeah, exactly.
I think because our laundry was so much further away than the kitchen, Mum would just grab the bowl.
Just get a bucket. They're like $1, $2 from the reject shop.
Where do you keep it, boys?
Well, in the laundry or so, you know, like in the laundry or somewhere, bathroom, and you know that when someone's sick, that's the one that comes out. Like these bowls are literally $2 each. Buy yourself a different salad bowl.
Nah. Or you run to the toilet if you're going to have a chuck and someone else gets the bucket.
But if you've got kids or something, you know, or sometimes you're stuck and you need to be sitting on the toilet and have something in your hand for like a bowl.
I guarantee you there's people out there listening who eat popcorn out of their vomit bowl.
No.
It is unnecessary. Like using a drink bottle, yes, because it's a once off, but why would you repeatedly throw into a salad bowl?
I think because the reason why the bowl was so convenient was because little kids could sit with it on their lap like a little bowl and hug it and then you throw up into it. Mm. Well,
I think you need to get a bucket. I think you need to invest in a bucket. You know. But again, I'm just curious as to what you guys thought. I mean, this is coming from someone that washes their chicken before they cook it. So I'm very much not about this.
Well, I'm a tick for the water bottle and I'm a unnecessary cross for the salad bowl.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a tick for both.
Oh, no.
Right. I think you can wash things. It's fine. Just a bit of soap, bit of hot water, you know. Mm-mm. People are too fussy, I reckon.
All right. No. Thanks, Voice of the Suburbs.
If you married Ditz, everything would be sparkling
house. We'd be perfect together, just clean as.
Germophobes.
Germophobes,
opening doors with your elbows and all that weird stuff.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Voice.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
Bye.